Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. The day the scale shifts, Libra Moon, critical Mercury, and the threshold between logic and feeling. Some days whisper, others pivot the trajectory of your inner life. Friday is a hinge, the last rational breath before emotion takes the wheel. The moon sails through Libra all day, craving balance, beauty, and connection. And for most of the day, the sky cooperates. She sends flowing, supportive trines to the Aquarius stellium she's been nurturing for the last 2.5 days. Confidence, warmth, love. It's the kind of day where conversations land easily, where you feel both seen and generous, where the social world, it just works. But the sky doesn't stop there. And by the time the calendar flips, the mood shifts into something far deeper and less forgiving. Before we walk through the day's sequence, it's worth understanding the nature of the stellium the moon is aspecting. Pluto, Mars, Venus, and Mercury, all under the beams of the sun in Aquarius. Meaning, they're so close to the sun that they're absorbed into its light. They aren't operating independently. Their expression is filtered through solar consciousness, identity, will, and ego. And this matters. When the moon trines these planets, she isn't reaching separate voices in a crowd. She's reaching a concentrated field of Aquarian energy that's been funneled through the sun's agenda. The innovation, the drive, the love, the thought, all of it is being shaped by a deeper question of personal purpose. These planets are hidden in the sun's glare, doing their work beneath the surface of conscious awareness. What feels like collaboration or social ease may actually be identity expressing itself through those channels. Keep this in mind as the aspect unfolds. The support is real, but it's coming from a place deeper than it appears. Mercury stands at what astrologers call the aneurytic degree, the critical degree, the final exam of a sign. At 29 degrees Aquarius, the mind has been operating at peak objectivity, strategic, futuristic, pattern recognizing. But this degree carries urgency. Thoughts crystallize. Conversations feel consequential. Once Mercury crosses into Pisces, the language changes entirely. Mercury in Pisces is both its detriment and fall, not because the planet becomes weak, but because it must operate in a non-native tongue. The mind stops analyzing and starts absorbing. Logic gives way to intuition. Data gives way to symbol. If Aquarius is the scientist, Pisces has to be the mystery. If Aquarius asks you to understand your life, Pisces asks you to feel it. Friday is the threshold between those two states of consciousness. Whatever needs to be said with precision, say it now. By the weekend, communication moves into the realm of feeling rather than reason. But courage arrives first. The day's first major aspect sets the tone. Mars in Aquarius doesn't fight for ego, it fights for authenticity. And under the sun's beams, the fight is deeply personal, even when it looks detached. When the moon harmonizes with Mars, emotions gain backbone. The ability to make quick, decisive moves without bulldozing anyone. If you've been sitting on a decision or avoiding a conversation, this trine gives you the nerve to act. Physical energy flows well here. Let the body lead. A walk, a workout, a bold email you've been drafting in your head for days. Movement becomes medicine. Others respond to your confidence because it comes laced with consideration. This is the courage you'll need for what comes later. Almost immediately after the Mars trine, the moon squares retrograding Jupiter at 16 degrees. And here's the crucial detail. The sun sits at 18 degrees Aquarius, only 2 degrees away. With the wide orb that luminaries cast, the moon is effectively trining the sun and squaring Jupiter at the same damn time. Feel the complexity of that? Support and friction arriving in the same breath. The sun trine says, you're aligned, you are seen, your identity and emotions are cooperating. Jupiter square says, but the way you've been relating to family, to emotional security, to old agreements of caretaking and obligation, that can't stay the same. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer because growth happens through emotional honesty. But retrograde, that expansion turns inward. This isn't external family drama. It's the quiet realization that the way you've always related to certain people may be too small for who you becoming. Squares demand adjustment. They refuse stagnation. And this one is asking, where has comfort become a cage? The sun trine landing at the same time means you have the inner coherence to hold this tension without breaking. You can feel the friction and still feel whole. That's rare, so you better use it. Growth changes relational geometry. Some people grow with you. Others can only relate to your past self. After the simultaneous support and friction of the sun trine and Jupiter square, the moon moves to oppose Chiron and Aries. And this is where the day turns. Chiron represents the sacred womb, the place where pain becomes wisdom, once acknowledged. In Aries, that wound centers on permission to exist fully. Permission to prioritize yourself. Permission to say, actually, this matters to me. Libra wounds form in the opposite direction through over-accommodation, people-pleasing, and abandoning the self to preserve the connection. This opposition illuminates those patterns. Something may surface, a comment that stings, a memory that resurfaces, a moment where the harmony reveals itself as slightly hollow. Where have you stayed silent? Where have you minimized yourself? Where have you negotiated your worth to keep the peace? This is not a disaster. This is divine timing. The Mars trine gave you the courage. Sun trine gave you the alignment. The Jupiter square showed you what needs change. And now Chiron asks, are you willing to feel the wound that's been driving the old pattern? When we store hurt in our hearts and our minds, we tend to harbor it in our bodies too. This is your opportunity for cleansing. Build bridges rather than burn them. Including the bridge back to yourself. Oppositions don't punish, they illuminate. Healing often begins with a single sentence. Actually, this matters to me. And here is the grace note that makes the day's architecture so remarkable. Venus, ruler of the Libra moon, the despiser of the entire emotional journey, doesn't arrive until after Chiron has done his work. This is not love that shields you from the truth. This is love that meets you on the other side of it. Venus at 26 degrees Aquarius, under the sun's beams, offers affection that's been filtered through identity and purpose. It's not superficial sweetness. It's the kind of love that says, I see what you just faced, and I'm still here. Beauty feels accessible. Gratitude doesn't require effort. Even conversations that might normally feel delicate can lead with grace when spoken with sincerity rather than strategy. Venus doesn't demand perfection. She asks for authenticity wrapped in kindness. After the Chiron opposition cracks something open, Venus arrives to help you hold what spills out. This is the trine that makes the healing bearable. The one that reminds you why vulnerability is worth the risk. As the moon leaves Libra and enters Scorpio, the sign of her fall, the emotional temperature drops and deepens. Libra negotiates. Scorpio penetrates. The psyche moves toward emotional honesty that cannot be intellectualized away. The same Aquarius stellium that received flowing trines now gets squared by the Scorpio moon. What felt supportive becomes pressurized. The detached, communal Aquarian energy, all those planets still hidden under the beams, collides with Scorpio's demand for raw, private truth. You cannot think your way around what Scorpio wants to feel. Feelings become intense, private, and profound. You may replay conversations, search for hidden meanings, or simply need solitude. This is not a regression, it's a deepening. And sometimes depth is the only foundation that holds. How could all this show up? A conversation that starts with courage and ease in the morning, hits a growth edge by midday, the realization that the relational dynamic has completely shifted, and surfaces an old wound by evening. Then after the hardest part, an unexpected moment of tenderness, a connection that helps it all land. Tension between family expectations and personal evolution. A role you've been playing that no longer fits, not because anyone failed, but because the container is too small now. Physical energy that needs an outlet early in the day. The Mars trine wants movement. So run, dance, clean the house with intention. Let the body process what the heart will carry later. And at its core, this sky speaks of relational maturation. Not a crisis, not a collapse, a refinement, the kind that changes your future. Confidence is often mistaken for certainty. In truth, confidence is self-permission. The Mars trine is the permission slip. The Jupiter square is the growing pain. The Chiron opposition is the healing. Venus is the grace that follows. And Mercury entering Pisces whispers, trust what you feel, even when you cannot explain it yet. And do not confuse discomfort with misalignment. Sometimes discomfort is simply the sensation of becoming larger than the life you once fit inside. You're not losing harmony. You are redefining it. Use Friday morning for clear communication, bold decisions, and physical movement. By evening, let the Chiron opposition do its work, and let Venus meet you on the other side. Through the weekend, pull inward. The shift into Scorpio and Mercury's move into Pisces means the logic of the week will no longer carry you. You'll have to feel your way to what comes next. Read the sky. Lead your life. Hope you have a good weekend. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to IAmAstrologyReadings.com. Hit contact. leave a comment there. If you'd like to have a private conversation with me, I would like to have that private conversation with you. Come to IamAstrologyReadings.com, hit booking, book your time there. The conversation is free. The time isn't. If you want to show your appreciation, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, I Am Astrology Readings. Thank you in advance. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself and balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.